Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. I am super excited. I have a great guest today. Her name is Cindy J. Holbrook, and she is known as the Visibility Whiz. She helps you become more visible on social media and in person. So, Cindy J., how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you, Brian?
I'm fabulous. You know what I love about that? It rhymes. Cindy J., how are you doing today?
Yeah, lots of things rhyme with a J.
I love it. So anyways, I want my people to get to know you first. So let's talk about your transition going from being somebody in social services to helping people with social media.
Sure. I was a born entrepreneur. So when the internet came out, I was trying all these different things, trying to find really what my passion was. And while I still worked in social services, I found coaching. Coaching is pretty similar to a lot of things that I did in social services. However, I'm working with people who want to be helped versus people who are being forced to be helped. So when I started, I worked part-time with my business and full-time in social services. Within a year and a half, I was able to take a early retirement from social services and take my business full-time. And that's simply because I was able to leverage being visible online. I live in a small community, so speaking in person wasn't really an option because it would take me over 2 hours to drive someplace. And whenever you're working full-time, you can't add another 6 hours to your day to do that. So I had to utilize everything online to get visible. Social media, guest blogging, summits, podcasts, etc.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I mean, every time I'm asked to go speak downtown Chicago, I mean, it's an all-day affair. You know, even though I'm not that far, I'm only 20 miles away, it's still, you know, by the time you get down there and park and everything, it's 3 hours down, 3 hours back. Like you said, it's 6 hours just to get seen, you know. So social media definitely helps with that. And any kind of online marketing helps with that. So what we're going to talk about today is basically three things that are holding people back from becoming more visible. And we talked about that up front. So you've got three core things. One is time, one is money, and one is energy. So let's start off with the first one. What is the thing about time that's holding people back from becoming more visible on the internet?
They utilize their time either rewriting or trying to come up with new content consistently. So they don't realize how to repurpose their content, and they're really utilize a lot of time with that. You know, people think that everything has to be perfect. So with time, they will they sit there and they will redo something, waiting until it's perfect to put it out into the world. I have known people who haven't even released their website for 1 to 2 to even 3 years. I had one client that had a website for 3 years and hadn't, quote unquote, started her business yet because she wanted her website to be perfect. So this is really a huge time thing. And then also people don't realize how to repurpose their content. So they're constantly spending a lot of time trying to think of new ways to put content out there. They'll write a blog post and they won't put it anywhere else. So they're not repurposing their content, which is leveraging their time to where that you can really get visible. I have a program that I created, Visibility Fast Track. And in this program, I show people how to take one 500-word blog post and create over 75 different pieces of social media posts. And whenever you really get in the flow of doing this, it's really a time saver, and you're reusing the same exact content, just you're tweaking it a little bit. So whenever you're trying to constantly come up with new things, it's waste your time and your energy. You know, there are huge mistakes, there are huge drains on your time and energy, and all you're doing is creating, 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 and you're not being visible in front of your ideal clients.
Yeah, I have to 100% agree with you. One of the things I say a lot is perfection is the enemy of done. And, you know, people will spend way too much time trying to focus on getting it right. And here's the thing is everything evolves. I mean, you evolve, you know, the internet evolves, thoughts evolve. I mean, so no matter what you put down, you can always go back and rewrite it, right?
Exactly. And there's a third thing where people really utilize time incorrectly, I believe, that's really not making them visible is with SEO, because they will create a post, and some SEO experts teach you to do this, but they'll write a post and they'll get it all, you know, perfect for SEO. And they wind up being, you know, in the top three on a Google search. And then all of a sudden, a month later, it drops. So then they go back to the same content, trying to put it back up to number one again, other than just letting the natural flow of it go. I like social media better than the generic traffic, simply because if somebody visits my blog page, one of my pages, from social media, they stay on my site anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes on average. However, if they visit my site from Google search, they stay on for about a minute. So because a lot of people on Google search, you don't know exactly what they're looking for. And so if you're just utilizing everything trying to stay number one, you are losing out on a lot of potential leads that are really going to fall in love with you.
I wholeheartedly agree, because a lot of times people coming from Google tend to be tire kickers, where people that are coming from social media have an established relationship with you. So they know, like, and trust you a little bit more, and they're more interested in what you have to say, and they'll spend a little bit more time. So yeah, that's an awesome point. So let's move on to the second one, which is money. What is it about money that's holding people back from being visible?
Well, it's not, well, holding them back is a lot of people think you need a lot of money to be seen online, which isn't necessarily true. They believe that they have to do Facebook ads, Google ads, or pay that SEO person thousands of dollars to get them to be number one in Google. And so there's a lot of money that is being thrown out there. And so they're constantly trying these things and they're still not getting the visibility they want, simply because, and I know that you know this, Facebook ads, they work, but there's really an art to doing a Facebook ad. So when you're on Facebook and you're boosting your post, you're doing all these ads, especially whenever you're new and you don't know what you're doing, you're throwing money out the window thinking that you're going to get your revenue back. And it rarely happens. You know, there's some people out there that they hit the jackpot right off the bat, but they're very few and far between. So whenever you're thinking of money, you really don't need money to be seen. I can tell you I have spent, gosh, I've been in business for 12 years and I've probably spent less than $5,000 in Facebook ads. I have spent zero in Google ads and zero in SEO. I'm not saying that I've never done it in the past, but I did do things like that prior to becoming a coach. But as a coach, all I used was organic traffic and social media.
Yeah. And, you know, there are places, there are certain times where, like, SEO is uber important. If you're in the commerce space, it makes a lot of sense.
Right.
If it's, you know, something along the lines of, you know, you're doing a summit or something, advertising, you know, something that has a time sensitive nature, it makes a lot of sense. But when it comes to advertising in general, it doesn't make as much sense, because there's something known as, you know, I call them three, there's three different kinds of campaigns. There's an awareness campaign, there's a content campaign, and then there's a sales campaign. And right. A lot of people try to break through the awareness and the content and just jump right to the sales. And if you're not working through all three of those and you don't have a long-term plan, then you're right. A lot of times people just throw money at it and it's like, oh, I didn't make my money back. Well, it's because you didn't exactly understand the process, you know, and that's part of the deal, right?
Exactly. A lot of people will. They don't have the proper funnel in place that leads to a sale. So they place an ad for their free gift trying to build up their list, but they really don't know what to do with it afterwards. And, you know, I am not against advertising at all. However, I think whenever you're new, you should really think about the long-term plan. And there's so many ways to get visible online that are absolutely free. Like I said, you know, you can write a blog post and create tons of social media posts for it. But also guest blogging is something that has really helped my business. And a lot of people, if they guest blog, they just see somebody and they might go, hey, Brian, can I write a guest post for you? And you'll go, oh, sure. But they're not really looking to see if it's their ideal audience. Because if you're not working with my ideal audience, then I'm wasting my money, or not my money, but I'm wasting my time writing for you. What you do is this is a action tip that you can do, is go to Google and search one of your keywords, something that you do. You can search, you know, if you're help with weight loss, you can search, you know, lose 10 pounds in a month or something. If you're an intuitive eating coach, you can put intuitive eating in there. If you're into exercise, you know, try to be as narrow as you can with it. If you're a holistic coach, there's lots of things. If you're into the law of attraction for eating, lose weight with the law of attraction, you can type in law of attraction food and see who comes up in the top 10 searches on Google, and then search everybody on that first page and see if they accept a guest post. If they accept a guest post, then follow their guidelines and to see if you can get on their platform, because this way you're going to have a much better chance. They've already made it to the top of Google, and you have a much better chance writing for them, getting seen on the top of Google by doing that. Another thing is, you only want to write for people who's going to let you have your bio with it, so you can send them to one of your free gifts.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. And I think one other tip I'd like to throw in there too, which is one of the podcasts I just did, and the reason it comes to mind is because one of my listeners actually called me today and said, Brian, I heard your podcast on virtual assistants, and, you know, how does that work? And I think that one of the other things about money is, you know, instead of spending money on maybe advertising, maybe think about spending money on somebody helping you out, get the word out more, which, you know, help you get your social media spread to more places, to monitor more stuff, especially if you're super, super busy. What do you think about VAs?
Oh, I 100% agree. I mean, my virtual assistant, I wouldn't trade her for the world. But she has done a lot of work. Like I had just said, that researching Google, that's a perfect thing for your virtual assistant to do. She's also researched podcasts and summits for me to be on. She's, you know, really done a lot of research for me. Then that just allows me to work on the content. She also does a lot of my social media posts. She creates pictures for me. She's great. But I do believe that you need that help. It was very interesting to me. I hired her in 2013. So I was just me and her, just me, myself, and I before then. And it was very interesting that within 3 months of hiring her, my blog traffic increased by like 300%.
Wow.
It was amazing to me. And the only thing that made sense to me is that I wasn't doing all these other tasks anymore, that I was actually having help that was enabling me to stay more consistent across the board.
Yeah. See, I think that's a huge tip. So another one of my basilicisms or baconisms, as I call them, is work to your strengths, hire to your weaknesses. And it's amazing how much more you can get done, how much more money you can make if you have somebody helping you with the tasks that eat up a lot of time. So I think that's huge. And yes. So now that's time and money combined into one. But now let's move on to the third one. So Cindy J, let's talk about energy. What is the biggest energy suck that people have when it comes to becoming more visible on the internet?
It's the fear of being seen, and it's just the fear of everything. And it's just really not being who you are. Anytime you're stressed or you're trying to be, if I'm trying to market exactly like you, or I'm trying to market exactly unlike you, there's a lot of people that, oh, I can't say anything that my mentor said. And I'm like, my God, how much energy and how crazy must you be going trying to always think, I can never say anything my mentor said. I would go berserk. Probably 90%, probably 98% of what I say, I've learned from somebody. I don't know who, but I've learned it from somebody. So if I was constantly trying not to say what somebody else is saying, it's really a huge energy waster, and it's going to keep you stuck because you're so full of fear of not copying somebody that it keeps you stuck. And by the same token, I've spoken to somebody a few days ago who said when she started her business, because she was so in love with her mentor and she was told she had should have get some have a photo shoot, that she went out and bought clothes that matched her mentor style, because to her that she thought she had to look like that to be successful. But she's never liked these pictures because they weren't her. They weren't clothes that she would wear anywhere else. She bought them specifically for the photo shoot, thinking that it meant success. And hey, you know, one of my favorite people in the world is Gina Gabellini. And I mean, she's always like in a tank top and jeans. This is who she is. And I don't care if you see her speaking in person or on the, you know, she's very seldom not in her jeans and tank top. So you can't go out and be somebody you're not. So that's, you know, either on the outside or on the inside. So many people are terrified, or they think, how can I stand out from the crowd? So they're sitting there trying to do all these tricks like, oh, I have to be just like Gina. I have to be just like Brian in order to stand out from the crowd. Or they spend a lot of time and energy trying to think, what sets me apart? What sets me apart? Everybody listening to this knows what it is they want to share with the world inside out. They know in their heart what it is that they want to share. Also, every single person knows something about their niche that drives them bananas. That they, every time they hear it or see it, they go, oh my God, that just drives me crazy. One of the things that drives me crazy, and it's an automatic, this person's afraid to be visible, is you have these coaches, a lot of coaches and authors, and you cannot find their picture anywhere on social media. They have pictures of their dogs, their cats, their kids, or they have those cute little pictures of the ocean with rocks in front of it, but you don't even know what who these person look like. And it's because they're afraid to be them. They're afraid to be seen. So whenever you're hiding out and there's a conflict inside of you. I want to be seen, but I don't. I know I have to be seen to build my business, but I'm afraid to be seen. The question to ask yourself again is, what drives me bananas about it? So if it's driving you crazy about it, this is something that really sets you apart, because if a lot of your industry is teaching this one thing, but it drives you nuts for whatever reason, and you start speaking about this, it's going to make you stand out from the crowd, because this is your unique perspective on it. And there's a lot of other people that are going to have your unique perspective. It's estimated that about 30% of the people that see you will love you, and about 30% will hate you. And the rest of 40% will be neutral. And whenever you're a service-based entrepreneur, you just want to focus on those 30% that love you, because that's what's going to bring joy to your business. That's what's going to make it fun. And these are ones that you want to be visible to, and just sort of know that it's 30% that are going to love you, and start sharing your unique perspective, because those other 30% are going to have your unique perspective as well.
Yeah, Cindy J, you bring up two really good points. And the first one I think that's uber important is authenticity. You know, you need to know who the heck you are and just be yourself. And don't be afraid at the fact that your mentor, things that you've learned, I mean, you know, everything's been read, taught before. I mean, a lot of the stuff, even, you know, I use know, like, and trust all the time. It's in my books. Well, Bob Berg wrote that in his books. You know, there other people have used that in the past. I mean, you know, advertising philosophies date back to the 20s, you know, still work today. So it you're just putting your own unique spin on it that will resonate. And then you take the second part of that 30%. Nothing says people don't understand business when you ask them, who is your perfect client? And they say, everyone. It's, you know, it's like not a, you can't, you know, you said it spot on. About 30% of the people in a room, 30% of the audience is going to like you. And the bottom line is, if you, once you start to understand that perfect avatar, and you start to communicate to that 30% so they feel like you're empathetic to them. Now you've got the authentic you talking to the audience that's really interested in what you have to say, and now you really start to see a big difference in your business, right?
Exactly. You know, I always say, and again, who knows who said this first, is if you're talking to everyone, you're talking to no one.
That is so spot on. So if people wanted to learn more about how to become more visible, do you have something to share with my audience?
Yeah, I have a visibility checklist that tells you it's a 7-step checklist that can radically up-level your online visibility. So to grab it, just go to visibilitychecklist.com and you can download it right away.
Awesome. And if somebody wanted to connect up with Cindy J. Holbrook online, because you're not visible at all, you're nowhere, right?
I'm nowhere.
What's the best way to do that so they can maximize their time, their money, and their energy?
Number one, if you just Google Cindy J, the Visibility Whiz, you'll find all my social media links. But the easy way is my website is Cindy J Holbrook, HOLBROOK.com. So they can hop on over to my website. I also host a podcast, Biz Success in 15. That's B-I-Z, Success in 15, where I interview top experts that share 15-minute strategies to build your business. And you can find those both on my website, CindyJHolbrook.com, or you can find them over on YouTube.
Outstanding. Well, Cindy J, this has been a blast. Lots of great information. Thank you for coming on and dropping some sizzling hot bacon knowledge bombs on my peeps.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.